Hi everyone, I'm Lauren Curtis and you're listening to the Mental Makeover Podcast. I've been on social media since 2011, and since then I've amassed a following of over 7 million people across my platforms. So it's been an emotional roller coaster, but it's taught me so many invaluable lessons about life, relationships, business, and spirituality. The Mental Makeover Podcast aims to share the lessons I've learned throughout my own evolution in the hopes that maybe it can help to transform somebody else's life. Facetune is like the simpler, cheaper, more efficient version of Photoshop, and its popularity has risen exponentially since its launch in 2013. Some people simply use it to smooth out a blemish or whiten their teeth, while others use it to make themselves almost unrecognizable, changing their body shape and facial features entirely. So why have we gotten to a point where we can't upload a picture without it? What are the repercussions? Is it only going to get worse, or will the trend eventually die out? Let's chat. Sometimes I see a photo that's been so heavily edited that I can't believe the person didn't see an issue with uploading it. Their skin has been so smooth that their face has no dimension and there's not a pore in sight. It doesn't resemble skin or a real human face in any way, shape, or form. And what's more concerning is that many people don't even know that it's been edited. I remember showing my mum and sister a photo of an influencer who had heavily edited her skin, and they couldn't identify that it had been edited or what had been edited. I kept saying, look at their skin, like look how blurred and smooth it is. You can't see a single pore or line or trace of natural texture, but they just couldn't see it. I opened Facetune and took a photo of myself and then picked the smooth tool and went to town on my skin. It wasn't until they could see an obvious before and after that it actually registered for them. And that really freaks me out. How many people are unaware that most of these photos have been heavily face-tuned and filtered and don't even remotely resemble the original photo? They look at these images and compare their own appearance against them and think to themselves, wow, like my skin is horrible. I have so many lines and pores and breakouts and my texture is so obvious. I really need to fix it. When in reality, their skin might be in better condition than the persons who posted the photo. A lot of people also use Facetune to edit their makeup selfies. So they'll do their makeup. Of course, most of the time it looks amazing, but they're going to go into Facetune and enhance the color or perfect the blend or darken their eyeliner or clean up their eyeliner or clean up their lipstick, which I think for the most part is totally harmless. I've done it myself before, especially if like my eyelash band has peeled up and I didn't realize until after I've done the video or taken the photo. So that's harmless to me, but it becomes an issue when makeup artists do it to the point where their makeup actually never looked like that in the first place. And people are looking at their photos and thinking, wow, I'm really bad at makeup compared to this person, when again, in reality, that person's makeup doesn't really look like that either. And don't get me started on face-tuning the body. This is probably the most dangerous use of the app. Don't like your body shape but don't want to go to the gym? Can't afford plastic surgery or your body is just anatomically different to what you wish it was? No worries. Just resize your waist to make it smaller, your butt to make it bigger, your legs thinner, your boobs perkier, your shoulders narrower, your arms slimmer, your nose smaller, your lips bigger, your eyes rounder, your baby cuter. Yep. People even Facetune their children. The thing that confuses me the most is what happens when that person leaves the house and steps into the real world. Wouldn't they look totally different and in some cases unrecognizable? And doesn't that concern them? Because I know that for sure would concern me. I meet a follower almost every time I leave the house. If I heavily face-tuned my face and my body, I'd be so conscious that people would look at me and think, wow, she looks real different in real life. I already worry sometimes that I'll leave the house with no makeup on, my hair tied back, dirty, you know, sweatpants, whatever, and people will see me and expect to see the made-up version of me and think, ooh, wow. This is a classic case of Instagram versus reality or Instagram versus tagged photos. But at the end of the day, at least I do look like I look in my videos. At least I look the same. At least you can see that I've got real skin texture and redness and freckles and this and that. Whereas if I edited all of my photos and videos to the point of no return, you'd see me in person and you'd be like, new phone, who dis? The biggest and most obvious issue is the warped view of an average human body that it paints. Unless you're one of the very few people who were born with supermodel proportions, or one of the many who have undergone plastic surgery, the chances of someone actually looking like that in real life, in the real world, are slim. Next time you leave the house, take note of how many people have the slim, thick, I feel so lame saying that, slim, thick shape that Kim Kardashian made famous, or the Kendall Jenner style supermodel figure. And I'm just using those people as examples. I know many people don't really like them, but they're a great example about body shape. Not many. Yet you hop on Instagram and it's all you see. How can that be? Why is there such a discernible difference between Instagram and reality? While there are many ways to answer that question, I think one of the huge factors is Facetune. You can alter your appearance to your heart's desire and most people will never even know. Unless, of course, you've curved curved straight walls, warped furniture, made your friend's arm double the size, or had paparazzi photos taken and altered an image that has an original copy available for everyone to see. I follow an account on Instagram called Celeb Face, CelebFace, and what they do is they find photos of celebrities that have been edited by the celebrity. And most of the time it's really minor changes, but some celebrities like Rita Ora really heavily alter their images. And what they do is the celebrity finds the image online taken by a professional photographer, and then they go into Facetune or whatever app they use and they edit it and then they upload it, and then these accounts find the original photo and the edited photo and make a little animation basically of before and after. Most of the time it's like tiny, tiny, tiny tweaks, but sometimes it's actually pretty eye-opening, and a lot of people like following those accounts because it makes them feel better about themselves. It makes them realize that celebrities have insecurities too, and no one is perfect. Now, after listening to all this, you probably think that I'm anti-Facetune, and I'm actually not. I'm simply pro-responsible use of the app. And look, I'm nobody's parent, and how people edit their photos is really none of my business, but I think that if you're making a hefty income based off selling things to your followers, I think you have a duty of care to make sure you're being authentic and you're not abusing their trust. Promoting a weight loss tea or cellulite cream when you've actually just spent 5 minutes in Facetune slimming your figure or smoothing your cellulite is morally corrupt and irresponsible. These are real people who work hard to make a living, and to deceive them into spending that hard-earned money on something that you actually haven't seen results from is wrong on so many levels. I have openly admitted to using Facetune before. When I was younger and deeply insecure about my stretch marks and cellulite, I'd Facetune them out completely. Nobody knew. But as I grew older and took control of my body image, as you would have heard in my previous episode, my first episode of Mental Makeover Podcast, I knew it was no longer acceptable to keep doing that and to keep up that facade. Do I use Facetune now? Yeah, I do. The number one reason I use it is to whiten the whites of my eyes that often turn red after applying makeup. Sometimes I'll use it on my false lash brand, as I mentioned earlier, that's peeled up from the corner without me knowing. Sometimes I'll use this smooth tool to lightly, emphasis on lightly, smooth over my skin or legs. Sometimes iPhone cameras don't make you look great, and they bring out details that you don't see when you look in the mirror. So sometimes I smooth over just to reduce them, but not so much so that you can't see that I've actually got human skin underneath. I started posting the before and afters of editing selfies on Instagram, but the last photo I posted consisted only of comments saying, "I see no difference," which reassured me that I don't overdo it. Some photos are edited more than others, and some aren't edited at all. But one thing is for sure, if you saw me in person, you wouldn't be shocked at how different I look. And that's because I'm more than happy to share what I look like in all of my states. Daggy outfits, dirty hair and no makeup, or fancy outfit, full glam and styled hair. I also never use skin smoothing filters on my YouTube videos, which a lot of people don't even know is a thing. If you watch my videos, you'll see every pore, line, pimple or scar. I've got nothing to be ashamed of because my appearance doesn't define me. If I'm posting a selfie to Instagram, I enjoy the process of adding finishing touches that make the image look more refined, and that's why I do it. But I still look like me. It's also worth mentioning that I'm really not trying to make myself sound like a heroic angel, despite how this might be coming across. I'm simply sharing why and how I use it. You also might assume that I despise plastic surgery, but again, not true. I think that if you want to change your appearance by undergoing surgery, then you do you. You're doing it for yourself and not someone else. Go for your life. What you choose to do with your body is none of my business or anyone else's business. I had my boobs done in 2012 and I don't regret it one little bit. I mean, actually, I do wish I went smaller, but at the time I was happy with the size. It's just something that's come with age. I wish I went smaller. I believe that if you're asked about it and you lie, then that's crappy. That sends a false message to the people who follow you. For years, people would ask me if I had my boobs done, but I'd never feel comfortable answering out of fear or judgment. I simply never confirmed or denied. In my eyes, it was nobody else's business, so I didn't owe anyone confirmation or an explanation. But I also didn't want to deny it because that would be deceptive, and I value my followers' trust way too much to lie to them. I decided to confirm that I had implants years later when I wasn't fearful of backlash or judgment. I feel like YouTube was a different kind of beast back in the day. So was social media. It wasn't as acceptable to have things done. So the people that did actually admit to it, I still have so much respect for, because that would have been scary. And despite the fact that everyone already knew by then that I'd had them done, it was on my terms and I hadn't deceived anyone. So you might be wondering how what I did is any different to face tuning your body. To me, there's one main notable difference, and that is that the heavily edited version of you doesn't actually exist. If you saw me with bigger boobs in my photos, you'd see me with bigger boobs in real life. No, it wasn't how I naturally looked out of the womb, but I hadn't altered my appearance. I looked the same online and in real life. You can't say the same for the people who blur their skin to the point of no return or go from a straight up and down figure to a curvy hourglass shape. It might even be anatomically impossible for some people to look like that, even with a vigorous exercise routine, unless they undergo plastic surgery to remove ribs and have fat grafted to their butt. That's a whole other story, and that's just an example. It's a tricky topic to talk about because on one hand, I think it's none of anyone's business what someone does with their photos, but on the other hand, I think it's just contributing to this false image or standard of beauty that is totally unattainable unless you're born that way or have the money to undergo surgery. Let's break down the reasons why people use Facetune in that way in the first place. A vain or selfish reason might be that most of our followers will never meet us in person, so if an influencer can gain more followers, attention or engagement by having a sexy figure or a beautiful face, then the reward of becoming successful and therefore earning lots of money outweighs the risk of being caught. And I don't think many people do this, but I have seen some before and afters that are absolutely shocking, and I can't think of any other reason why they would edit themselves so heavily and not worry about people seeing them in person. It's crazy. A very realistic reason is that many people are simply insecure about the way they look, and that making subtle changes to their pictures makes them feel better. I totally understand this reason because it's been my reasoning many times before. But the problem with this is that the reason we all do this is probably because we're constantly seeing these images of other people on social media who look flawless, and in comparison, we think we look inferior or less attractive. We're essentially comparing our unedited images to edited images, and so to make ourselves feel better, we start to edit our images, and then people see our edited images and feel inadequate, so they start editing their images, and the cycle continues until most of the images we see on social media are edited. I hope that made sense. That was a lot of the word edited. This ties into my next point, which is that since there are now more edited photos than unedited photos, if you upload an unedited photo, people think you've gotten out of shape, or you look old, or tired, or your skin is really bad, or your makeup application isn't as good as other influencers, when in reality, that's just how everyone looks. You just don't see the raw photos anymore. The cycle has literally created a false standard of beauty that is unattainable for 95% of the population. I have posted unedited photos before and people say my skin looks dry, or I have lots of wrinkles, or my pores are noticeable, or my skin is red. And you know what that makes me want to do? Edit my photos! I honestly think the majority of people who use Facetune are only using it because they feel like if they don't, then people won't think they're attractive. It almost feels like it's become a requirement now. It's not like, Oh, my eyes look red in this photo. I'll just correct that and then upload the photo so it doesn't look like I'm super tired when I'm actually not. It's more like I actually can't upload this photo until I've fixed my nose and my skin and my body because I did it once and now everyone thinks I look like that. And if I stop doing it now, then they won't think I'm pretty anymore. Okay, so we've spoken a lot about what and why. Now let's talk about a solution. Is the only answer to stop using Facetune altogether? Or is there a happy median? I don't think Facetune itself is the devil. I think it's just the way it's being used that needs adjustment. It's unrealistic to think that people will stop using it altogether. It's just not going to happen. Maybe they'll heavily decrease their usage of it like I have, but I think it will always be popular and people will continue using it for the foreseeable future. In my opinion, the best way around this is a simple one. Transparency. There are a few influencers who are open about their use of Facetune, which I think is amazing. They're alerting their followers to the fact that their images have actually been edited and that they acknowledge that they don't really look like that in real life, depending on how heavy the edits are, of course. I feel like this shows a respect for their audience and helps to keep it real. Or it could be as simple as hashtagging hashtag edited or showing the before photo alongside the edited photo sometimes. Or even just truthfully answering someone's question about any edits that had been made to the image. If someone asked how you get your teeth so white, you wouldn't lie and plug a sponsored product. You'd say that you whiten them in Facetune or you have veneers. Transparency and honesty is the only way to keep both parties happy. If we're not going to stop editing our photos, then the least we can do is be open about the fact that they've been edited in the first place. I'm interested to hear what your thoughts are on this topic. Do you guys use Facetune? Do you care if other people do? Let me know over on the Mental Makeover Podcast Instagram account at Mental Makeover Podcast or on my personal account at Loz Curtis. If you enjoyed today's episode, pretty please leave a review over on iTunes because it means that other people can find the show and we can spread positive vibes even further. Thank you all so much for tuning in and for all of the positive feedback so far. It has been so incredible to read and I'm so, so grateful for you all. Until next time, bye guys!